Today we're building a jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, starting in session view and then blending it into arrangement view so it feels like a real performance, not just a loop copied across the timeline. This is a big one for drum and bass production, because the fastest way to make your track feel alive is to treat the idea like it's evolving in real time. We're going for that dark, rolling jungle energy, minor key, gritty top end, musical motion, and enough space left open for the drums and sub to hit hard. First, set your tempo somewhere around 174 BPM. That's a great reference point for modern jungle and DNB, and it gives the ARP that forward driving feel straight away. Then create your basic tracks, one MIDI track for the ARP, one for the sub bass, and either a drum bus or separate drum tracks if you're working that way. In session view, turn on looping and set yourself up with a 4-bar writing cycle. That's important, because at this tempo you want to hear how the ARP locks against the break over time, not just how it sounds on one beat. Now let's design the ARP sound. A strong stock device chain in Ableton Live 12 would be Arpeggiator, Wavitable, EQ8, Saturator, something like Chorus Ensemble or Echo for width and space, and then Utility at the end to keep things under control. If you want the ARP to sound like jungle, you want it to have attitude, but not too much low end, thick, bright, tense, and slightly worn in. In Wavitable, start with a saw wave on oscillator 1, maybe add a quieter square or triangle layer on oscillator 2, and use a low-pass filter to keep the sound focused. A little filter drive is great here. For the amp envelope, keep the attack super fast, the decay fairly short, the sustain moderate, and the release short enough that the notes feel percussive, but not so short that they disappear completely. You want the ARP to feel like it's dancing over the breakbeat. For the arpeggiator, place it before the synth so your held MIDI notes get turned into motion. Try styles like up, down, or converge if you want a darker contour. A 1/16 rate works well, but at 174 BPM that can get busy fast. So don't be afraid to use a slightly slower rhythm or lower gate time if the drums are already active. The goal is momentum, not chaos. Use retrigger, so the pattern stays tight and predictable, and experiment with the octave range until the phrase starts to feel wide and musical without getting messy. Now for the harmony. A jungle ARP usually starts from a simple but effective minor key progression. In a minor, something like Am, G, F, E works really well. You could also try Am, F, D, M, E for a darker pull. Keep the voicings in the midrange, around C3 to C5, and avoid piling too much into the lower octaves, because the sub bass needs that space. If the chord voicing feels muddy, thin it out. In jungle, the best ARPs often come from fairly simple harmonic material that's been rhythmically transformed. Write a MIDI clip in session view that's 2 or 4 bars long, quantize tightly to 1/16, if you want that classic precision. Draw in your chord tones, then let the arpeggiator do the motion work. If the notes feel too long, shorten them. If the pattern feels too rigid, try shifting one note, changing an inversion, or moving a single chord tone up an octave. That little bit of imperfection can make the whole thing feel more human. This is where Ableton Live 12 gets fun, because you can use clip envelopes and automation to give the ARP micro-performance without rewriting everything. Duplicate the clip and create a second version with a slightly different note ending, a different octave placement, or a different ARP feel. Now you already have an A section and a B section before you even hit arrangement view. That's a huge workflow advantage, because it means you're building variation right at the source. Next, shape the sound so it sits properly in a DNB mix. Use EQ8 to high pass the ARP somewhere around 120 to 200 HE, depending on how much low body it has. If it's getting boxy, dip a bit in the 250 to 500 HE range. If it needs more bite, a gentle presence boost around 2 to 5 KHC can help. After that, saturator is perfect for giving it some grit and making it cut through the drums without turning it harsh. A few dB of drive with soft clipping on is often enough. If you want width, add chorus ensemble lightly, but keep the core of the sound focused. Don't smear the low mids too much. Echo can be amazing on a jungle ARP, especially for throw effects and depth. Try a dotted eighth or quarter note delay, keep the feedback controlled, and filter out the lows inside the delay. Then use utility at the end to check stereo width, and make sure the sound doesn't get too wide or unstable. The ARP should feel spacious, but it still needs to sit in the track. Now let's talk about how it interacts with the drums. In jungle and DNB, the ARP should support the break, not fight it. That means staying mostly in the mid and high registers, keeping note lengths short enough to leave air around the snare, and using sidechain compression if needed so the ARP breathes with the groove. A compressor or glue compressor sidechained from the kick or drum bus can help a lot. You're usually just looking for a few dB of gain reduction to make the ARP duck slightly and pop back in with the rhythm. This part is really important. Don't just loop the ARP and hope it works. Perform it. Launch the clip in session view, then move the filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb amount, or even ARP-related movement in real time. Once it feels good, hit arrangement record and capture that performance into the timeline. That way, the arrangement view version has your musical decisions baked into it. It's not just a static loop anymore. It has motion, changes, and energy. When you switch over to arrangement view, listen carefully to how the ARP sits in the full track. Ask yourself a few things. Is it coming in too early? Is it masking the snare? Is it too wide in the drop? Is it clashing with the bass line? If the answer to any of those is yes, now's the time to refine it. In the intro, you might want the ARP to be filtered and wet, almost like a distant memory of the hook. During the build, open the filter gradually, increase delay feedback, and make the sound feel like it's rising toward the drop. Then in the drop, trim the reverb back, narrow the width a little, and keep the ARP more rhythmic and focused so it supports the drums instead of washing over them. A really effective move is to split the ARP arrangement into sections. For example, the first 8 bars can be filtered and atmospheric, the next 8 bars can open up and feel more rhythmic, and the final section can be brighter, more assertive, or shifted an octave higher. That creates progression, without you having to write a completely new melody. It's the same motif, but with a different role in the song. Another advanced trick is to make 3 clip versions in session view. One can be sparse and filtered, one can be more open and driving, and one can be an octave uplift with extra delay. Then you can launch those as separate scenes and record them into different parts of the arrangement. That scene-based workflow is really powerful in Jungle, because it keeps the track feeling performed rather than assembled. Be careful not to overdo density. A fast 1/32 ARP can sound exciting, but it can also turn into noise if the drums are already busy. Sometimes the better move is to simplify the rhythm and let automation do the heavy lifting. Movement and filter cutoff, echo amount, stereo width, and note spacing can feel bigger than just adding more notes. In this style, space is a weapon. Also, remember to think in registers. If your break is full of energy in the mids, push the ARP slightly higher so it adds sparkle, or thin it out so it becomes glue instead of a lead. If the ARP is too low, it will fight the sub and muddy the whole track. That's one of the most common mistakes, and it's easy to fix with a high-pass filter and a simple octave move. If you want a heavier sound, you can duplicate the ARP and build a parallel grit layer. Keep one version clean, wide, and airy, and make the other version mono, filtered, compressed, and a little distorted. Blend them together quietly. That gives you weight and sheen at the same time. You can also try redux or roar on the gritty layer for extra texture, but keep it controlled. You want character, not digital collapse. For transitions, a Jungle favorite is the reverse texture trick. Resample a wet ARP tail, reverse it, and place it before a phrase start. That creates a suction effect that pulls the listener into the next section. You can also chop the ARP into audio and arrangement view and make tiny edits like a reverse tail, a stuttered note, or a one-beat silence before the drop. Those little details can make the whole arrangement feel much more alive. At the end, do a final mix check. High-pass the ARP, clean up harshness if it's fighting the snare or cymbals, and keep the kick and sub mono while letting the ARP live wider above them. In the drop, shorter reverbs usually work better, while longer reverbs are better for intros and breakdowns. If the ARP feels too static, automate the dry/wet or width so it changes over time. The big takeaway here is that a Jungle ARP should behave like part of the performance. Build it in session view, shape it with stock devices, perform the automation, and then commit it to arrangement view so you can refine the energy and context. That's how you get something that feels intentional, heavy, and musical instead of just loop-based. If you do this right, the ARP becomes a hook, a texture, and a rhythm tool all at once. It supports the break, leaves room for the sub, and helps the track feel like it's constantly moving forward. That's the Jungle mindset. Keep it alive, keep it gritty, and make every section feel like it's going somewhere.